Approximately 70% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. No, that's a lot. It begs the question, why do some parts of the world experience drought? Well, here's the simple answer. Of the 70% of water on the Earth, less than 1% is potable. This means this small amount of water has to be used for drinking, transportation, heating and cooling, manufacturing, and several other purposes. Good thing is, this less than 1% of water is constantly being renewed by rain and snowfall, and is therefore available on a sustainable basis. So, on occasions when the amount of rainfall for a period is less than expected, extreme measures have to be put in place to ensure citizens do not run out of drinkable water. This is Jamaica's current position.
The amount of rainfall that we had expected during May and June, which traditionally are our rainy months, did not materialize. Indeed, the amount of rainfall we received island-wide fell below the 30-year average for what is normal at this time of the year and was not enough to make up the deficit of the dry season between December 2013 and April 2014.
So how do we play this hand that nature has dealt us? Conservation. This is the careful use of water to ensure that not one drop is lost or wasted. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says conservation of this precious commodity starts from the regulator. Therefore, the National Water Commission has been having scheduled water restrictions. This is to ensure the water in the dams is able to supply all citizens until the next rainy season later this year.
The NWC is forced to implement new restrictions to customers served by the affected water supply systems in an attempt to best share the limited supplies among its customers and at the same time stretch the available supplies.
Water is being trucked to several parishes to help residents cope with the extended dry period.
We will be making available 2 8,000-gallon trucks from the Rapid Response Unit to truck water to persons in Clarendon, in South St. Elizabeth. In addition to allocation of funds for the trucking of water, we will also be dispatching 3 8,000-gallon trucks for the trucking of water.
But while the government does its part in ensuring all Jamaicans have access to potable water, it is your responsibility to make sure once the water gets to you, it isn't wasted.
We are pleading with all Jamaicans to conserve on their use of water at all times, but especially during this dry period until the next expected rainfall period. Every drop counts.
Here's a few ways in which you can conserve. And I know it's summer and everywhere is hot. However, do not allow your children to play with pipes, hoses, and sprinklers. While this will definitely cool them down, it could also waste hundreds of gallons of precious water. And avoid starting fires in dry areas at all costs. If you absolutely must burn, construct a fire break by clearing an area around the proposed spot to be burned. And for those who smoke, ensure that cigarette butts, matches, and other lighted materials are extinguished before disposal.
Turn off all the taps when not in use. Refrain from washing your cars with a running hose or watering your lawns while supplies are low. Fix leaks around the home.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. Using simple water conservation techniques can help to cut your water usage by more than half. This will keep money in your pocket while providing water for others. By committing to just a little water conservation effort each day, you can make a big difference.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.